You're listening to a community-featured episode of the Talentopoly podcast, where we'll be talking about Talentopoly's brand new feature in detail in just a few minutes. I'm Stephen Dixon, Community Manager at Talentopoly.
And I'm Jared Brown, Founder of Talentopoly.
So this episode is a special episode because we're not here to talk about any links posted on Talentopoly. Tonight it's just Jared and myself, where I'll be putting Jared in the hot seat and prying into the latest feature that is soon coming out of the Talentopoly factory. So Jared, tell us exactly where you feel the Talentopoly community is at present.
Yeah, so the Talentopoly community has been around since early November of last year. And since that time, since we soft launched in November, we've grown to over 1,700 users. We average about 10 posts per day and somewhere in the couple hundred of unique visitors each day, depending on the day. Monday is our biggest day. That's when the weekly email goes out with the top 10 links that were shared from the week before. Mm-hmm. So we usually get a really good usership on that day. And I have found so many really cool tools and articles discussing techniques for programming and design on the site that other people have shared. And that, to me, I mean, that's the reason why I made it. And that's just been really cool to be able to find out about all this cool stuff on the site.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I'm finding myself going on it regularly every day to, you know, like you said, to find new and fantastic links and all that. You know, is there any areas that you think could be improved upon to improve the experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Some things that I've been thinking about and a few things more than thinking about, I just need to get the time to actually hammer them out. And probably the biggest is duplicate detection. So we do get, it's good and bad. We get people that are posting the same link that's been posted maybe a day before or a week before. Mm-hmm. And having some way when you are about to post that for it to do a quick search and let you know that it's already been posted before would be really great. That's something people have asked for, and that should be coming. I'm excited to, down the road, enhance tags a little bit more.
Yeah.
And kind of envisioning a way to create almost guides for this. And a guide would be basically a tag. So you might say, I want to look at what all the grid systems are that are out there. Show me all the grid systems. And hopefully having that grid system tag in the system, you go there and it's going to show you every single grid system that's been submitted to Talentopoly, a link out to it. On the right-hand side would show you the top 10 most liked grid systems. And then under that, probably a list of the ones that have been discussed the most. You know, some way for you to be able to do your research through these tags and have them act almost as guides is what I've been calling them as I discuss the feature, but that name may change. Just a way to let people research this stuff a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely. Stuff like that is going to be just insanely useful just to, you know, because I can imagine as time goes by, there's going to be such a wealth of content on Talentopoly that there is going to have to be some easier way to kind of get around that content and not, you know, find the best articles on like a specific string, you know, that you would type into search for.
Right.
So, but yeah, all that's great stuff. So personally, I feel the community is coming along extremely well. At least since I first became a member, everyone's been kind of, you know, finding their feet and getting more, and we're getting more activity as days go by, which I think, you know, we've got the podcast to thank for that. But now's the big unveil. So introduce us to us, Jared, Talentopoly's first, brand new feature.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. It's been a couple of months in the making, and it's the big feature that I'm unveiling this month for the website, and that is a chat room. And the idea behind this chat room is really to get people not to have a 24/7 hangout like what you're usually accustomed to with a chat room, with something like IRC or, you know, the chat on Stack Overflow or one of those sites. This is a very focused chat that will have scheduled times every week for specific topics to be discussed, and hopefully have domain expert guests be available during the topic discussions to help lend their knowledge to the chat. So you may have one about getting more familiar with Git, which is a popular source code control system.
Yeah.
Or you may have you know, talking about responsive design, the pros and cons, and maybe some nice techniques related to responsive design. That one may be Thursday at 3 o'clock, you know, Eastern Standard Time, that sort of thing. So you jump in there, and for an hour or two, anybody who's logged in on the site can jump into that chat while it's ongoing and start discussing that topic. So we'll have a couple of these per week is the hope.
Yeah, definitely. To me, that just sounds awesome, especially like when you first, you know, showed me a demo of it. I was just, you know, I was in love with it. So I think something like that's just going to be just, you know, extra awesome to have on the site. So, you know, not only can we submit fantastic articles for the community to get involved with, but we'll also be able to talk to a ton of other members, you know, building relationships with others all in one place. So with that in mind, what really is different about Talentopoly chat compared to other chat rooms out there?
Probably the biggest thing is the fact that it's not always going to be open. So it actually has a closed sign when it's not available. And you'll see a schedule of all the chats that are scheduled for just that week. It's kind of like being at a conference, a virtual conference, and you can see all the different sessions that are going to happen that week. So you can hopefully be available for some of them and join in. It's all works in JavaScript. You have to be logged into the site to be able to use it, and only people logged in will see it. Yeah. But hopefully that keeps everything really high quality, and maybe in the future I'll open it up to spectators. At the moment, though, it's going to be closed to spectators. And it has single sign-on because you're already in the site. It knows who you are. It shows a nice little avatar next to all of your text that you're typing. It's really responsive. We're using it's the PubNub service to get super responsive message sending.
Yeah.
It's got nice little features, like if you don't have the chat in focus, you're going to get a nice little sound, a chime, letting you know that there's a new message. The title bar flashes back and forth to let you know there's a new message. And then as soon as you return focus to a lot of the things that you're used to in things like Gtalk on Gmail or Campfire, those sort of things, the cursor stays down in the text field, so you can just keep typing, hit enter, type some more, hit enter, really fast like that. So,
yeah, definitely.
You can see everybody that's in the chat too, which is kind of cool. And this all uses message passing, which is a lot of fun to work with. It was the first time that I've messed around with message passing.
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about having this kind of chat room as well is because with Talentopoly being invite only, like you said, it adds to the high quality that's in the site. So you're not just going to have, you know, just people signing up just to get involved with the chat.
Right.
And I think, you know, as time goes by, when, you know, we have real, real high quality discussions being hosted, more and more people want to sign up and get involved. So, you know, I think that's pretty awesome. So, yeah, so Talentopoly chat isn't open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but instead we'll follow a set schedule of planned discussions. So how come you chose this model over the usual 24/7 model?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So the biggest reason why it's not open 24/7 is because I really don't want a bad experience for users where they come and check out the chat room and they're all alone in there and no good conversations really happening. And of course, I think unless you've gotten to a huge scale, your chat room is going to be empty most of the time, which is just not very useful. So my hope is that by scheduling the chats and giving them directed topics, that hopefully that direction will help people will come in to the chat room at that time, hang out at that time. So hopefully we'll get 10, 20, 30 people in the chat room. And you already know what you're going to be talking about. So the discussion doesn't just have to happen free form. I mean, it's going to be natural, but you don't just have to show up and be like, oh, okay, so what should I say? You know, you come in with an expectation of, I'm talking about responsive web design. And, you know, you have some opinions or you have some questions and there's the expert in there. And you start talking about responsive web design, having this really great conversation for an hour or two. And you just come and go when you need. The chat room actually keeps a history. So if you happen to leave for a little while and come back, you're going to see the last 20, 30, 50 messages that people have sent into the chat room. So you can kind of catch up on the conversation. And that's the biggest reason, is just to not have an empty chat room and try to give people direction.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I've gone into other chat rooms, you know, and sometimes there'll be like a few bots in there because maybe it's IRC. but then when I try talk, you know, there's five people that always just want to stay in there and basically be known as the people that are always in there. And then, you know, you don't really get any conversation out of it. So having a scheduled time, again, like you said, can just have people know where to be at what time and know exactly what they're discussing. So, you know, I think it's a really good decision to go that way as well. So the question now that I'm sure our avid listeners will be asking themselves is, when can we get our hands on it? So when will it be available?
Yeah, it's going to be available on Friday. I'm going to roll the code out tonight or tomorrow, and we're going to have our first chat on Friday. So the time has not been set yet. I need to find a time that's going to work for Steven and I, and we haven't even discussed that part yet. So this, this is very fresh code we're putting out there. It'll be the first run through it. It'll be a discussion about Talentopoly, so it'll be a meta discussion. We'll be talking about the roadmap for Talentopoly, what people think of the site, what they like about it, all that great stuff. And I'm really excited to hear people's their feedback and what they find interesting. So maybe even give us ideas for chats to schedule in the coming weeks. That'd be really cool too. So look for the chat tab on the website by tomorrow this time at the latest, and it will have the schedule on there for what time the Friday chat is. And we hope to see you there.
Awesome. Yes. Right then. So I think that about wraps up this community featured episode of the Talentopoly podcast. So we're going to end it right there. So thanks for listening. And if you've made it this far, you absolutely rock. Don't forget to send us a tweet to @Talentopoly and let us know that you made it to the end of the podcast, as well as what you think of Talentopoly's brand new feature, Talentopoly Chat. If you use Instacast or iTunes, do not forget to subscribe and don't forget to join us next time where we'll resume our usual format. And again, thanks for listening.